This week's question comes from Emma Rodriguez of Henderson County.
After getting the COVID-19 vaccine, if I'm tested for COVID-19, will the test come out positive? Thanks.
Good question. To find an answer, we contacted Dr. David Wall, an infectious disease specialist at the University of North Carolina.
There are different COVID tests, so we just have to make sure we understand what we mean by COVID tests, and it is confusing. So let's break it down. Most people who get a COVID test, they're talking about a Q-tip going into their nose and testing for the presence of the actual genes of the virus. And if we find the genes of the virus, that's a pretty good sign that the virus is there. Another type of test for COVID is looking at antibodies in your blood, because if you are exposed to the virus, your body will make antibodies to the virus. In addition, if you get a vaccine, the whole idea behind the vaccine is to make antibodies to parts of the virus, and so you'll have antibodies to that part. So, swab of the nose, the deeper you go, the better it is at finding the virus. And so deep down tests are really, really good. Tests that are just of the front part of your nose, they're okay. They're not as good, but they're okay. And if they find it, you've got the virus, if you're sick. Or if you're asymptomatic and were recently exposed. There are some people who got COVID-19 and their test is positive for months. That probably is just chewed up virus that's still there and no longer infectious. But let's put that aside. So if you're sick or recently exposed and someone swabs your nose and tells you your test is positive, that means they're testing for the actual virus. If you get vaccinated, there's no way the swab of your nose would be positive because we're not giving you virus. There's no replicating virus. There's nothing that's going to get in your nose or your throat from the vaccine that would make a test for the virus positive. If you take a blood test and look for antibodies to the spiky part of the virus, if you got vaccinated, that's going to be positive. It's going to look like you were infected because you're making antibodies to a part of the virus. So you can't distinguish that antibody from natural infection versus vaccination. But there are other antibodies that we make when we're naturally infected, including to something called the nuclear capsid, which is just an inside part that's not in the vaccine. So the vaccine is triggering your immune system to make antibodies against the spiky outside, not the gooey inside. So we could look for antibodies to the gooey inside, and that would tell us, whoa, that's negative, but your spike protein antibody is positive. Well, you've been vaccinated. But if the gooey part in the middle you have antibodies to, well, that's because you've seen that. And that's the only way you saw that is if you got naturally infected.
Gotcha. I love the spiky outside and the gooey inside.
That's how I think about it. But most of us won't get blood tests anytime soon. Eventually, we might. We might live in a society a few months or a year from now where it could get to travel, to get into a sport complex, that you have to show proof of vaccination or an antibody test. But right now, most of us don't need an antibody test of our blood. So no, if you get sick, you're not going to get a false positive test because you got vaccinated when you do a test looking for the virus.
Do you have a COVID question you'd like answered? Record a voice memo and send it to voices@bpr.org or use the Talk to Us feature on the free BPR mobile app. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.